Cajuns.
What about
tonight
that they not like?
Coon, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is that really insulting, or is it just joking?
I believe it's, I don't know much about them, but I believe it's insulting because I believe, well, I had it explained to me that when you call them coon ass, that you're saying that they're part French and part black. That's the way I understand it.
So, you heard the term, what is the coon or the black?
Pardon me?
You mean, and the term coon is referring to black, or what?
Coon ass is referring to a Cajun.
Have you ever heard the term coon?
Yeah. I've heard that used around here also,
mm-hmm.
for blacks.
What about the Spanish people down at the border? Can you
come to them? I've heard them called taco benders. And greasers and Mexicans.
Mm-hmm. Are all of those insulting?
Mexican isn't insulting. I mean, that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But greaser and taco vendor is insulting.
Mm-hmm. What would you call someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get to town much? When he does get to town, you just look at him and tell immediately that. From way out in the country.
A country hick.
Okay. Any other terms like that?
No.
What about the term Hoosier?
Hoosier?
Mm-hmm.
I heard it on TV, I think. Last year I was watching some show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was up in Idaho or Illinois or Iowa, one of those places. And that's only, I never heard it around here.
If you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's around 11:30 or something like that, you say, well, we better be getting home at, what, midnight?
It's almost midnight.
Okay. And did you ever say it's 9 midnight or pretty near midnight? Or?
No.
Say if it was kind of icy outside, you say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. It didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
almost fell.
Okay. Did you ever say I like to fail or like to fall?
No.
And someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can go somewhere. Fall down next and you'll be ready to say, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
And you know you're on the right road. You're headed somewhere. You know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. You'd ask somebody,
how far is it?
And say if a friend of yours said, I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you say, well, I'm not going to
vote for him.
Or you say, well, me, if you agree and you're not going to do it also, you say, well, me.
Me neither.
Okay. And you say, that's the book that you what me?
Read me?
Or that you
gave me?
Okay. And you say you have what me many books?
Given me many books.
And when I'm through with it, I'll what give back?
Give them back.
And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this?
Right ear.
And?
Your lips.
Or the whole thing.
Mouth.
And this is the
neck.
And?
It's your throat.
Any other name for throat?
Not that I can think of.
Yep. Have you ever heard the term Google?
No.